In Concourse B of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, in between a bookstore that consistently miscategorizes its books and a franchise restaurant whose staff consistently ranks as the happiest in the annual airport-wide employee survey, there's a blinking green light that will soon cause all hell to break loose. It's on a wall with no signage to indicate what it could possibly be. The only person who seems to notice it is James Herrera. He's got his big headphones on, listening to music that drowns out the sounds of the airport. We would list all these sounds, except the music is loud for us, too. And we're as interested in the blinking light as our new friend James is. There seems to be no particular rhythm to the light, although at the moment it kind of syncs up with the music in a cool way. James looks for the cracks of a hidden door, or a camera keeping its eye on the light. A woman walking by accidentally bumps James's leg with her rolling suitcase, then turns to give him a mean look. James shakes his head, hooking his thumbs through the straps of his backpack. He scans the passersby, waiting for the authority figure who will tell him to move along, maybe blame him for putting the light there. James is brown-skinned and 16, and he's used to hearing the bizarre accusations the world throws his way. Used to it the way you get used to a toothache or someone's stench on the bus. Families walk by all in a row, oblivious to their slow-moving obstruction of the hallway. Lethargic but annoyed airport employees driving carts yell for people to get out of the way. Cute girls, backpackers he feels a pang of jealousy toward, suits on their phones. Back at gate B36, his family waits for their flight, fast food leftovers at their feet, eyes on the monitor announcing their delay, daring it to push back takeoff again, complaints already on the tips of their tongues. James stares at the light, thinks about returning to school, junior year continuing on, leading inexorably toward the future, a familiar flutter of fear in his chest. Only a matter of time, the flutter says, until it's your turn. Can't escape bad luck forever. What do you think it is? The girl we haven't yet met says. We can hear this, but James can't, though he does pick up on the presence of someone else nearby, either watching him or watching the light. He feels her at the edge of his periphery, and his senses immediately call out, "Girl!" He turns a little to confirm, but real cool about it, obviously. Then he notices she's talking, and he pulls his headphones down so they loop around his neck. "Sorry," he says, and then tries to explain further, but his voice trails off, like it knows he has no idea what to say, and it will have no part of the interaction. "What do you think it is?" she says again, this time audibly to all parties involved. There's a hint of a foreign accent that James can't place, which, come on, James, it's been a sentence. Give it a second. James just shrugs, hating himself for not being instantly funny or smooth. "It's an American thing, no? See something, say something. Should we be saying something?" James looks at their surroundings, presumably to find someone to say something to, because what if it really is a thing that could cause harm? But also to get a better look at the girl. Except he forgets, miraculously, the first part and focuses on the second. Dark hair, light brown eyes, nose ring, lips that would make you not pay attention for a whole semester if she was sitting anywhere near you in the classroom. And of course, the girl notices that he's not looking around for anyone, just flat out staring at her.